Korcha. But then, the same time that the Gemara gives there, the Gemara could have given, if that objection had been raised against Rav Zvin of Treyune, the Slicha Adode, Kisito. Now, Umitei Yechil Chesrei, Vashel Rav Nike Aoshi, which was again, Shekos, Rav Rav Yezi Tiverlem, Mash Vename, Shehazir Chemach Masneke Viboy. Anyway, we have a machlek between Rashi and Ri. According to Rashi, so Sirche is Matri because it's symptomatic of an already existing matter. According to the Ritz, it's Matri because it's symptomatic of a future matter. So now he says that from this Rishenim, it's Mashma that they agree with Rashi's Pshat, that the Sirche is symptomatic of an already existing matter. How do we see that according to Rabbi Yashi, and Rabbi Yisrael Tiberel, so Sirche is symptomatic of an already existing Eker. Why the Rai is Shematzriche Mificho Kishoune is Tzchuche Zulezu Kisidro. So they both require a testing of inflating the lung in lukewarm water. In lukewarm water. When? Because there is a machlek l'shem. If a Sirche is kisidron, so then it's ksheiro. So some rishonim say it's ksheiro, you don't have to do anything. And some rishonim say it's ksheiro, but you still have to resort to the testing of blowing the lung, of putting the lung in lukewarm water and inflating it. And then to notice as to whether it bubbles or it doesn't bubble. It doesn't bubble. So it's a raya that a nekev. That the neked, that the sirche is indicative of a neked that already exists. Because if we say that according to Rabbi Negashim and to Rabbi Yisrael Tiberel, so that a sirche is matri because it's symptomatic of a neked that already exists, so then, and still kisidron is kshero. Why? Because there is a very good protection when it's kisidron. So you can understand as to why we are required to test it by putting it in lukewarm water. Because if it does bubble, so then we'll say even the sirche kisidron is treifa. And if it doesn't bubble, so then we'll be machshav. But according to the Ri, that no sirche is symptomatic of a neker that already exists. But it's only symptomatic of a future neker. So what's the purpose of testing it by putting it in lukewarm water? It certainly will not bubble. Because when does a lung bubble in lukewarm water? If there is already a nekev. But if the nekev is only in a potential state, it's destined, a nekev is destined to occur. But right now, it's not there. So what's the purpose of testing it in lukewarm water? We know that it will not bubble. It will know that not bubble. Because the nekev has not taken place yet. The nekev will occur a month later, 2 months later, 3 months later. So, Tzeraye, from Rabbi Negash, Rabbi Yisrael Tiberel, that they agree with Rashi Shita. So, Mele, a sirche is symptomatic of a nekev already existing. But, if it's kisidron, so then it's very likely that the fibrous tissue that developed at the juncture of the two lobes, protects it. It's possible, but it's possible it doesn't protect it. So this testing will determine. In the ribs of the posh natzalis, the hashtag, imasil his boys below nekev, like the he says, him came kisito on over tzoch nifiche. Kim geloit his parek. The him berias of the day, him came rebus at the moon. In Avol Yamrinom, but if we say like Rashi, but if we assume that they hold like Rashi, then it's all right. Avol Yamrinom, the Sirchel and Mahmas nekev. And Sirchel is matrim because it's symptomatic of an already existing neck. He also says, Shapir, the Batkinon, לא במפיחה, שם עדיין הוא איני סתם הנקב. שם עדיין לא איני סתם הנקב. So that's the purpose of the Nefiche. Now, so how is it mashma from Teisves? How is it mashma from Teisves? That according to the Ri, according to the Ri, according to Rashi, that is symptomatic of already existing nekev. So then it makes good sense to be beidik the long that has a sirche kisit on because of the possibility, because in view of the fact that the sirche certainly indicates that the nekev already occurred. But if the nekev is already blocked, so then it's not right. But if the nekev is not as yet blocked, was not as yet blocked, so then it is right. Because the lotion of Teitzves is here. Avol im amrinon, the insirch al machmas nekev, the other is a the bad kinot in fiche, shema adayim in istama nekev. So maybe it's right. And if it doesn't bubble, so in other words, if it does bubble, you have a sirach kisidon, and you put it in lukewarm water, and you inflate it. So then, it depends. If it does bubble, so it's a raya dain minista manekin. So merely it's right. And if it doesn't bubble, so it's a raya that already minista manekin. So here we also have an example. Here we have an example in this state says of a behemoth being treifo at one moment, but then when the nekev becomes nista, it's no treifo anymore. He says, because you see, sirche kisidron is shero, but according to Rabbi Gershon and Rabbi Yisef Tevelem, so we still have to test it. And so in other words, and if we put it in lukewarm water and it bubbles, so we declare it as treif. If it doesn't bubble, we declare it as shel. Now, so manevshech, either there is nekev or there is no nekev. So how is it? So sometimes a sirche kisidron, when it's put in lukewarm water and it's inflated, will bubble, and sometimes not bubble. So if it will bubble, then it will be declared as treif. If it will not bubble, it will be declared as shel. Why is it declared as shel when it bubbles? Because then it's a raya that the nekev that already occurred, and according to Rashi, even by sirche kisidron, we assume that the nekev already occurred. But if it did bubble, so it's a raya that it wasn't blocked well yet. So maybe it's right. And if it doesn't bubble, so it's a raya that the nekev was blocked well. So that means. And suppose, let's say, today we put it in lukewarm water and it bubbles. And we leave it. And leave it alone. Then a week later, we again put it in lukewarm water and doesn't bubble. So then it'll be shale. So the question, so we have an example here. We have an example here of a behemoth that is trained for at one time can be declared shale at another time. Now we saw in connection with Tzimis HaGidin and Machlekes between the Ramban and the Rashba. But here we have another example. That in other words, that a certain sirch like a sitro. So at one time it might be declared as treifo, and at another time it will be shel. Right. Now Teisves starts discussing the shaila that was discussed by Rashi. Uno asrucha liyumo. Uno asrucha liyumo. V'uno asrucha liyumo. In other words, if a lobe adheres to the mother lung, v'yetzlo enitzkisidro, So of course, if it's shaloiki siglon, if there is a sircha between a nun and a numen, shaloiki siglon, of course it's straight. But the machlekes reshenim is in regard to a nune that adheres to the ume kisitro. So had it been a sircha between two nunes, then it's ksheo. The machlekes is, if instead of being a sircha between two nunes, it's a sircha between a nune and a nume. V'hune asuch alumo, v'yetzlo, pirish b'kuntres maize b'liyodi, v'yetzlo. In other words, it means it's kisidro. Pirish b'kuntres maize b'liyodi, v'shalte espir abin Yaakib b'rem yoker, v'yitiro li lecheir, v'pirish li taimi v'tam ha'isrim, v'nira li lishore, v'ramnatam posak li yiser, v'yomar, v'chol ha'machil u'nesrucha b'umo, machil trefet b'yisroel, v'nira tam ha'isrim, די רוב לא יכשר לביטריונה והוא מה אין שם אונו עליה that's Ramadan he sees Orashi in Zivra Pardes he agrees with the Psaq of Rabbi Yaakov Rabbi Yaakov and he says opnu automatically das sheitim shekor lo ze uno ve lo ze umo nisham yesadim in other words so how does he dispose of that riot because after all the Gemara Rove only mentions Treyune he doesn't mention Ume. So he says, no, Ume is also Ume. It's an arbitrary thing. We don't call it Ume. But in reality, Ume is a big Ume. That's all it is. So maybe the same halacha that applies to two Unes applies to an Ume and an Ume. Ume is a Ume. In other words, the Ume is the mother of Kidom Arom. Hey, Une, Yishlo Reye. But if, as Rashi says, if it is true, as Rashi says, that the Nume is just the bigger loaf, so then, the Gemara should say, there are seven loaves. We miss a Shivim boil. So Rambam says, the Nume is something else. Ulikarko, Rishen, Ume, Lifisheno, the term Ume does not appear anymore. So, but Rishen, nei koinet du kach ko vi shein im ume vi vi shein bekhla unes di shein reyola da lo it's from ume so ume from mother I mean the mother alone so vi vi shein bekhla unes di shein reyola she ze u iker rey u vi une itero kama she forsha kuntres she imedes vi mitera chozek li kamo vi misparekes avu bi because that's more the tunes are more centrally located. But if it is a sircha between a nun and a nume, so it's not so centrally located. When misparekes, avu b'umedane reye lo yitri, vala mati lo veraye, that's what Ramatam says. V'chim baloch es deiles, uvichu es hageini, v'arav reb meishri pontes, v'nizka baloch im hageini, v'chini yag mchomokim liyiseh, חוץ ממקימי של רבינו שלהם, שפה שתתר, וכל רבי סוף ועשרים. I mean, this is what Tesva says. But then, the later generations, so most Rishonim agreed with Rashi, not with Ramita. ואונו ממוקים שפה שתתר של רשי, וכוסף וריזה, שרבינו גרשן, ורבינו נחשן גויין, ורבינו חנן, ורבינו שמואל, וריא בן רבינו יהודה, כולו מתירים, הוא נעס רוח לאומו. וביטאיץ אצרם יהודה מוצוס להתיר, בשם ריבו. דירוי הרי, ומבכלל הוא נה, לא תמצא שלא כסיטרום בישמייל. So, well, I mean, it's not a very strong ראי, but it's a slight ראי, because how many wounds do we have? On the left side, only two. On the right side, we have three. But on the left side, there are only two unes. So he says, now, dilo yhave une.
Now, on the left side, we have the Ume, and we have Tunis. Number four, so is the Uno Mishucha Kechex, and number three is the Uno Hamispatzales. Now, the Uno Hamispatzales and the Uno Mishucha Kechex are adjacent to each other. Now, and then we have the Ume. So, if we say that the Ume is also called Une, so maybe we can visualize a Sirche Shaloike Sidron on the left side. In other words, if there will be an addition between the Uno Hamispatzales, the two Unes on the left side, so number three, there's the Uno Elieno, and number four, there's the Uno Mishucha Kechetz. The Uno Mishucha Kechetz is on the right side. If I mentioned Uno Mishucha Kechetz, it was a slip of the tongue. So in other words, so if we say that a Nume is also called a Nume, so then we can visualize on the left side too a Sir Cheshalik Yisitron. In other words, there will be an annotation between this Ume and this and the Uno Elieno. Then to be shalaki sito. But if we say that a nume is a separate thing, ume is a separate thing. So the addition between ume and the una alieno could not come within the aloche of shalaki sitron. Because whenever there is an addition between a nume and ume, even if it's kisitron, it's there. So how can we visualize? The Gemara mentions Halocha of Unes, a Sirche, of Unes, Shaloiki Sidron, how will we, on the right side, we can visualize it. If, let's say, so you have three Unes. You have the Uno Hamispatzales, and then you have the Uno Emtsois, and then you have the Uno Arucho Veovo. The Uno Arucho Viovo, this is the Una Ruch Viovo, this is number six, this is the Una Mitzoris, and this, number five, is the Una Mitzvatzeles. So we can visualize a Sir Hashaloiki Sidron if there is an addition between the Una Hamispatzeles and the Una Ruch Viovo. But on the right side, we only have two Unes. So how can we visualize Shaloiki Sidron if we say that a Nume is also a Nune? It's an arbitrary thing, you see. But Al-Qudin, a Nune is also a Nune. So we can visualize on the left side, and a Nune Shalik Yisidron, if the addition exists between the Ume and the Uno Elieno. This is what he says. Because of Rizal, Rabbi Gershon, Rabbi Menachem Goyen, Rabbi Nechananel, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yude, Kulon, Matir, Teis, Rabbi Yude, Matas Lahata, Bishim Revo. So what's the Raya of the Revo? Dilo Yahweh, Hume, Bilalune, Leitim Shurik, Sido, Mismail. But so what's the Raya from the Revo? It's a Raya in that Machlekes Rishenim, between Rashi and the Rosh. Most Rishenim are agree with the Rosh. What's the Pshat in Shurik, Sido? So Rashi Shite is the Shaloiki Sidron is only if the Sirche exists between the two Unes Hachetzenies. But if the Sirche exists between two Unes that are close to each other, so it doesn't make any difference whether it's Mechitoch Mechitoch Migav Migav Mechitoch Migav or Mishipul Migav. As long as there is an adhesion between two Unes that are close, that are neighbors, that adjoin each other, so then it's always Kisidron. So it's it. But most Rishonim say no. When is it Kisidron? Only if it. So two things, two prerequisites. First of all, that the Sirche should exist between two adjoining Unes, not between the Unes Achitzenies, and then the second prerequisite is that it should be Mechitoch Mechitoch. In other words, that the adhesion should be the way they are relatively situated together. Mechitoch lechitoch, not mechitoch legav. or migab ligab. So Mimele, if the Rivo had agreed with the Sheik of the Rosh, so then he wouldn't have an Eraye, because we could say that a Nume is not a Nune. But then you ask, so on the left side, how can we visualize a Sirche Shalukis Sitron? Very simple. There is a Sirche, there is an addition between the Uno El Yeino and the Uno Mishucho Kechetz, and it's not Mechituch Lechituch, but it's Megav Legav. Megav Legav. So it's a Raya that the Rivoshite is like Rashi. So it's a Raya that the Rivoshite is like Rashi. I mean, that Machlekes is like Rashi. That in order to be Shaloi Kesitron, then the Sirche has to be between the two Unes Achetzenis. In other words, the Sirche is between two adjoining, two contiguous Unes, so then it's always Kesitron. ובתייס רבי יהודה בצוס לאפי של ריבוד רבי יהודה בכלל הונה או יתים ששוי כסידו מסמאיר ורוב הוא אמר סתם בין מימים בין מסמאיר והוד לא יאמר. So the question is, so he should say שימונה ועוד לא אמר שימונה יש לראה משום חוסר לחולי לא כת חמושה דיום אין דאר כאילו יש חוסר לחולי. But suppose you do find חוסר לחולי, so then of course it's trifek, but since that doesn't happen, so very, very seldom, if it does happen, so Mele, he didn't mention 7 minutes. El Hamishu. Void Namanire, da filu ime inume shemune oleo. Da filu ime inume shemune oleo. Mikolo kim no katrove une. Lashminon, da filu bi une shemikisitron treif. Kidin forest bikun treif. Even if we were to say even if we were to say that Ume does not call Ume, you see, the truth is that Rashi says that the whole classification of Unes and Umes is an arbitrary classification. And he doesn't even appreciate this classification. He calls it Das Hashetim in the sense irregular, not sound. So, but even if we were to assume that in the Loshon Agmore, Une has reference only to Ume, and Ume cannot be called Ume, but that wouldn't change the deal. So we still should say that if it is kisitron, if une is ruchol yum or kisitron, it's kshem. So for two reasons. First of all, Rashi Shiti is that ume is une. It's only arbitrarily we don't call an ume an une. Arbitrarily. But there is no reason for it. But assuming that there is a reason as to why an ume should not be called an une, but as far as a Sirche Kesidron is concerned, so for the same reason that a Sirche Kesidron between two Unes is Ksheiro, why? Because it's not Misparek. So a Sirche Kesidron between a Nume and a Nune should also be Ksheiro. Even if we were to assume that a Nume cannot be called Une, but it's the same, for the same reason that a Sirche Kesidron between two Unes is Ksheiro, so he sees like a sitron between a numen and une is kshem. Voi naminire, da filo imei nume shei nume aleo. Mikol mokim no katro ve une, la shmino, da filo bune shelo ike sitron trei. So, but then you'll ask, one efshach, so let him mention, ume, hasrucho le uno ke sitron ksheo. Let him mention two memres. One memre, trei une vismicha la adode ke sitron ksheo, and another memre, that Ume Hasruch Aleune Kisidron Ksheiro. So he says, no, he doesn't have to mention it. So, Rove mentioned three Unes, Dafil Bune Shalei Kisidron Treif. Because over there, the whole Chiddush is that Shalei Kisidron is Treif. that Gesidron is Ksheira, is it of a poshut? Rabbi wouldn't even bother mentioning that halacha. But he only mentions that Agavur have another chiddush, that Treune, the Sruche Shaloi Gesidron is Treife, Ivmune, the following that we have no Katune, a Sruche Lehumo, have a mine, the Une Beuno, a Fru Shaloi Gesidron. All right. See, the Mechaber and the Rambam, they both pass that there is no difference between Une Hasrucha Luno Kisidron and Uno Hasrucha Luno Kisidron. In similar Metes in Dalet, the Mechaber says, Uno Hasrucha Luno, Oy Luno, Bein Srucha Mead, Bein Srucha Kulo, Shaloi Kisidron Trevo, Kisidron Ksheiro. Afilo Bloibdik. In other words, that there is a machlik Hashem. So on that point, the Ramo is Chelik. And he passes Lechumri. Because the machlik Hashem, when we say Kisidron is Ksheiro, whether it requires Bik or not, so the Shit of Rabbi Negelshin and Rabbi Yisdi Valem is that it still requires Bik. But there is Rishenim, the Rosh, another Rishenim, they say that it doesn't require decay. So then, on that machlekes, so in the machlekes, on the question of unasrucholumo, kisidron, sironat, so there is no machleke between the machab and Ramo. They both paskin, like Rashi Shita, Rabbi Yaakov, Rabbi Yoka. But in regard to the other machlekes, as to whether uno asrucholumo, kisidron, that's ksheiro, whether it has to be coupled with a decay, or it doesn't require decay. So the Mechaber paskens afilo bloibdike, and then Ramo paskens like Rabbi Negelshin and Rabbi Yisrael Tevelem, v'yishemrin afilo b'chsidron tzol bdike, sheinekev b'rei. All right. Then the other third machlekes. Then we have a third machlekes. What does it mean kisidron? What does it mean shaloi kisidron? So according to Rashi, shaloi kisidron means if the sirche is between the two unes. And according to but if the sirche is between two unes asmuches, between two contiguous unes, so it doesn't make any difference how the addition is, whether the addition is mechitoch lechitoch, or megav legav, or mechitoch legav, mechut legav. I mean, anyway, it's still kisidron. And the other Rishayim say no. So, and that machlekes, that's the third machlekes. So, let's see what the Mechaber says. And the Ramo is not masik. Ve'inikro kisidron el bishtayim zu eitzel zu mechituch shel zu lechituch shel zu va'afilu balachs va'afilu yesh bapilush avo migabo shel zu, ligabo shel zu. Or even mechitoch legavo, mishipule lechitoch. Or even mechudeshalzu sheetzlo. Or even mechudeshalzu lechitoch shalzu sheetzlo. Nikron shaloi kisidron. Not like Rashi. All right. So this is the psak in the three machlekes about tzirches. I'm that member of what? Now the next thesis. Ich hab grad wo der Gott die ich sehr. Na, Robbe says the other member of Robbe is han et hat bu ihr dis nicht la do der lässt die kuse. If you have two contiguous sis and so then it's asuro and the DK is not effective. Gott umir sie getarte. So my sinon sule, you bring it on, can be done with a knife too. Ubeazinon, we cut it. If the liquid the pus from one cyst pours into the other, so then chodi. So it's a raya that it's one cyst, one big cyst. Viloi, but when you cut it, so it doesn't pour and empty into the other. So then, tartan. איש אף אחד עוד יכול להקשר. כל סב בעל הלוחס דיילס דיבור איזה בשיפול הראייה, at the end of the ראייה, דהיינו בשיפול הענס, או יומה, סטרייפה, in other words. So here we see that one bue in the lung, one cyst in the lung is not treifa. Not only one cyst in the lung is not treifa. Two cysts or three cysts or four cysts are not treifa either. Only if you have two contiguous cysts, miches ladodim. Otherwise, it's ksheo. Otherwise, it's ksheo. So the Ruach HaKodesh mentions a chiddush that if you have, in other words, if you are, when do we say that one bue, or even two, or several bues, not contiguous, is ksheiro only if it is in the middle of the ray, but if it is at the end of a lobe, or of the mother lung, at the end, so then it is treifa. The bues be shipule the ray at the lower end, that if shipule in it, so ume is treifa, upirishatam. In other words, if a cyst is located at the lower end of the reye, then it looks like an additional lobe. Like an additional lobe. If it's in the middle, so it's not considered like an additional lobe. So it's just an extended tissue. Just an extended tissue. Or a thickened tissue, a thickened surface. But if the cyst is at the lower end of the lobe, then it's like an additional lobe. Vitain, the mayin zeitzal zeh. Vi choshev le yeser b'seif reye. But if you consider it as an additional lobe, because normally the lobe doesn't have it, so even if that additional thing, the cyst, happens to be in the middle of the lobe, also. Yes, we say, what do we say? That if it's at the end, so then it's near a kishtei bues. It's near a kishtei bues. So because by near a kishtei bues is not reif, the best rai is that even if it's near a kishtei bues, but if upon cutting, upon piercing them, so one empties into the other, it's still cherry, but it still looks like two boys, still, it's not, seems objectively, it's only one, so it doesn't tasa. So the question is, why is it tasa? The machshavim nechleshav tadad, v'shem ha'atam, tichshayim it be safe ili fosik, v'li nokif. Safe ili fosik, v'li nokif. V'tev li zoyer, shekol divrayim divrayi kapolim. So maybe the tami is, if it is beemtza, and apparently the Aluch HaZdeiles does not consider that as a sound explanation. I mean, like this you could say, that the pshat of Aluch HaZdeiles is, because if it's beemtza, so then it looks like a thickened tissue, a thickened surface, a raised surface. But if it is at the lower end, then it looks like an additional lobe. Because after all, Treifes has nothing to do with Marasai, Treifes. Treifes, whether the Nechayo is an essential fact or it's an accidental fact, but one thing is clear, that it has nothing, Treifes cannot be grounded in Marasai. I mean, Treifes can see, even if it's not based upon the Nechayo, but so it is based upon the fact that it is a basic, organic defect. So the fact that it looks like an initial lobe is of no significance. So the question is, why is it so? Why do we distinguish? Why did Aluch HaZdeiles distinguish between a cyst in the middle of the ray and a cyst at the lower end of the ray? So it's Shema Atam, Yashayim it be safe ili fosik. Vili nokif, so mele it's a basic organic defect. So no, Mashayim kev is in the middle, it's not safe ili porik. So melee, it's not a nekev, it's not a sure nekev. It's not a sure nekev. We take Lizoya, she called him Brayem, Divrei Kabbalah. Shouldn't be machmir like the Aluch HaZdeiles. We came to the Kabbalah Negash. We kosav, the Mehadale Hutruno Bisre Kshere. It's in Kbetze says a girse, the Mehadale Hutrune. Not Bisre, but both girsoyes are correct. In other words, Rabbi Gershon says, Rabbi Gershon, then the Shin Kubetz is corrected, not Rabbi Gershon, but Rabbi Nachmanim. All right. Doesn't make any difference. So, but some men of Hashem do mention it in the name of Rabbi Gershon. Unless we make a correction over there too. So, Rabbi Gershon, Rabbi Hananel agrees with the Din of Alochas Delis, but he puts one limitation upon it. In other words, when do we say that a boy at the lower end of the long, of the mother long, or of the lobe, is considered as kol yeseach in otel dome? That is, if there is no layer of flesh encircling it. But if that buoy that is at the lower end of the lobe or of the mother lung is encircled, is mukeh with a layer of flesh, of tissue, so then it's not considered as yesat. So then it is just thickened tissue. In other words, thickened raised tissue. So, the mehader adrunalei, if there is heke of bisre, of flesh, and even if we're not there as bisre, it means the same thing, sheol. I mean, the Rosh, all the Rishonim mentioned in the name of Rabbi Gershon, Rabbi Hananel, that if a chut shel boso is makif, the bue, so then it's sheol, even though the bue, because then it's not considered as yes. Right. In other words, if he doesn't empty when upon piercing the cyst, so the cyst doesn't empty into that, one cyst doesn't empty into the other, so it's a raya that it's two cysts. Mele Yisrael. Now, Rashi explains it. Tarte buye dismicha dode, kaimle lirove sheinen smuche yisela machmas nekev, shehoyo berei, vehelo anekev is abuye salolu svivo. And again, the Arishenim, who explain it not on the basis of being symptomatic of an already existing nekev, but of being symptomatic of a nekev that will occur. I mean, the same way as ligabe sir. But when is a treife? Only if it's two contiguous cysts. If they are somuch. But suppose they're not somuch, if they're not contiguous, then it's not treife. Vilaftreife. Because of Vilchastreife, Shalab Nigelshin, Dafu Yeshev, Segneim Kichutasaro, Treife, Mashmadi, Kibneim Kishnechutin, Luchoshev Smicha Dode, Ukshero. In other words, two cysts are also kosher. Only two contiguous cysts. So when is it considered two contiguous cysts if there is only one chutasare that intervenes between the two cysts? But suppose you have two chutasares, so then it's not considered contiguous. So then it's kshir. Because Rabbi Yehuda davke bues sheyesh bem mugre, only if it has cysts that have pus. So then if it's contiguous, so it's three. Avot mochim koshin, but suppose he just has hardened ulcers without pus. Just hardened ulcers without pus. Sometimes an ulcer has pus. But suppose it's mochim koshin, hardened ulcers without pus. Afil smicha, even if they are contiguous. So it's kshel. V'chein piresh Rabbi Shmuel. And then the Gemara will say that even if the lung has tumors, so it's still kosher. Alright. Kol hanize, we went over this thesis. Now, as a matter of fact, we saw that there are four shittes rishonim, ligabe une divrodi. So Rashi shita is that if it's chaseiro, so then it's kshero. If the une divrodi, the rose lobe, is missing, so it's kshero. But if it has two, so it's straight. Rabbi Ephraim, shita is just the reverse. If it is chasero, then it's straight. But if it has two, that's the gemore, then it's kshero. Then there is the shita sageni. that today, that then the Shiris Hagenin, the Shiris Hagenin, that both are Shiros. Zman HaChazal or today. And then there is a Shite that Rambam mentions, that today, since there has been a Shema Teva, so it's treif in either case. So there are portions. Kol ani ze braise och isley, vi ho de omani bine bine treif, ani chen de la harbay, vein, deim ele nuse de vrode, pires, vi kum kres de chem shtak chantarat et de treif, suppose there are two, rose like loaves, so then it's treif, do yi sere de bine bine la vruche, vi chol de gufele achshom shum chom ani ze braise och islu, vi mein la fila achas ksheiro, frei mei mehr, der Lachas wo ihr immer kann, diese Preis auch Islu. Wo ist aber ein Wascher in mir verfe, do kuhle Islu. Er war da ja viel als Schnein kommen, ich schäle. Mich um da haben diese Preis auch Islu. Und wie koch ich mir ja viel Lachas treffe. So haben wir frei, ich teach uns the reverse of Rashi. That if it is not even one rose like lobe, so then it's treffe. And the case of Ravashe and Ravunim Habarivye has reference to a case of two rose like lobe. Now, what is Raya? Because we see that all the behemoths have one rose like lobe. So he says that's no Raya, because there could have been a Shinua Teva. V'nira din Raya mebehemoth shalom. V'shem achlukes mishalom. K'dash konflik al yabehemoth. V'poro bashlishi she'oldo v'adai v'keyeh. If a certain poor give birth to Vav, and the question is it the first one or not? So if it is just a Bashleisho, so if it is just a Bashleisho, just in the she is just over 2 years old, the poor in the third year, and she gave birth, so it's a Raya that is a poor, because a poor couldn't give birth before the third year. Ubehim Shalonu. And our behemoths sometimes give birth even the second year. So obviously there has been a shinu. I mean, as I said last time, that only shows that there has been a functional shinu, but not an organic shinu. Here, according to Rashi, there has been an organic shinu. So that's why Rabbi Ephraim rejected. Alright. Im lo shaneima dechayil b'shalosh shniyo tosh hashkeicho. We should say, I mentioned in explaining the Gemara, "Panim milah midavoy, avol agabo, afliktar v'dos treife." So, "Panim milah midavoy" means in front, near the heart, and "migabo" means towards the ribs. So it's like this is the pshat of the Rambam, this is the pshat of the Riv, this is the pshat of most Rishonim. However, I don't remember whether I mentioned it. Rashi Shite is different. So Rashi doesn't explain that Gavoye in the sense in front towards the lave, in contrast towards also, they say that it's that when he is at Muteach, when it has that rose like lobe, you only when it's found near the heart area, but not if it's found towards the tzloys, towards the ribs. Now, then I also mentioned. So I mentioned the Shita of Moshe Rasheni, that when is a Yoseya matriv, only if it has the size of a myrtle leaf. But if it's less than a myrtle leaf, then it's muta. Then it's mutter. So that's the shita of both Rishonim. However, the Ram mentions a shita that is chelik, that Islam daf take it out for the ase, even if it's less than tal for the ase, than the size of tal for the ase. So it's also treif. All right, now the Gemara further. Omar Raf, daf mem zayin on day. Second line. Hay reya di dam yeluuf se treif. If the long has the likeness of wood, so it's treif. What does it mean, the likeness of wood? So he get down with Bechazuz. If the appearance of the long is the same appearance as of wood, so then it's time for Vike Damre Begishti. That when it says, when Rafam says, that if it has the likeness of wood, so it's time for, it means if it has the likeness of wood, it's touch. When you touch it, you feel, I mean, as if you are touching wood. In other words, it's hard. And you touch wood, so you feel it's hard. So if, when you touch the lung, you feel a certain hardness, so you get the same feeling as if you touch wood, so it's fine. That means that it deteriorated to such an extent that it's already perforated. All right. Or it's destined to be perforated. It looks distended, like wood. Vike de amre de prise. Vike de amre de prise. So, in other words, so he says, Perush pruzo kala, kidersiv anoshim reikim o pechazim. And there are several yosoyes here. And vike de amre de shie, that if it's smooth, the less lechituche de une. In other words, if you don't find any cuts, incisions in it. So in other words, it's all explanatory of dam yeluvse. So what does that mean, dam yeluvse? So there is one pshat, dam yeluvse means that it has the appearance of wood. Another pshat is when you touch it, it's like wood. And it says, and dike damre, the nefiche, that if it's distended. Now the other pshat, of prize, someone at Geres, but those who are Geres, and they say, Pruzo Kalo, Pruzo Geufso, Pirish Pruzo Kalo, so that seems to be just the reverse of Gishte, because Gishte means that it's hard when you touch it. And here it says, it's light, so I don't understand, according to that Geres. Now Rashi is not giving us the prize altogether. The dam yeluufse, bikaseitzi, for the forge, like a log of wood. Begishte she koshen mishusho keitz, the prize koshen, vahayne name ki gishosu. The nefiche nasis livono ki bikes, vahayne name bechazusi. Vehechen li michtere bechitogomu visedek el kim mare hefresh nika beicheo. So in other words, so when is a treife only if it's less lechituchedune? If you don't see any hefresh altogether, you see. Any hefresh altogether. But it is smooth completely. But if you do find a certain hefresh, certain lines that separate, even though it's not mamish in seizures, so then it's sheol. Of a kimin a mare hefres nika big sheol, laf shee kufsi. All right. Now, according to the girsay, of ike de amre de prize, so that means light, pruzakal, kitersiv anoshim rikim persi. How can that be reconciled with the ike de amre of bigish? Now, begishte means when you touch it, you feel a certain hardness. You feel a certain hardness. So that's the reverse of prize of kalo. So apparently, so you see, begishte, so only when you feel the hardness, when you touch it. Sometimes, let's say if you have, let's say, a very, what is ufse, is a log of wood. So you can have a very thick log of wood, and you might have a very thin slice of it. So, as far as touching it is concerned, so whenever you touch wood, you get a feeling of hardness. Whenever you touch wood, but even if you touch a slide of wood, you know, that is very thin, that is relatively thin, but touching it, when you touch it, you get a feeling of hardness because wood itself is hard. So, in other words, those who are geres, the prize, together with gishte, so there is no conflict. Because gishte means that the touch is a touch of something hard. But prize means, in other words, if it is light, bimtzies, like a thin slide of wood. Alright. Omar Rovi, kikuch lekshero. If the long has the color of blue, like chal, so tzeva chal, so hu shekimare laza, this old French, lo yorek v'lo yishocher, that's blue. So it's kshero. Kidyuset reiv, but if the mare of the long, of the behime, is like ink, black, like ink, so it's reiv. That means that it is a diseased lung, and either it is already perforated or it's destined to be perforated. The Omar, Rav Chanina, Shocher Odomu, Elo Shaloko. I mean, this is mentioned Ligabe Mares Dam. This is mentioned Ligabe Mares Dam, and it also has to do with a blood spot in an egg. So the aloha is Ligabe Mares Dam. If the keser, if it has a reddish appearance, so it's asur. And if it has a blackish appearance, it's also asur. And the same, if you find a black spot in the egg, so it's also asur, just as if it had been a red spot. Why? Because black is really like red. But, so, shocher odom uel shalok. So since the shocher is a result of a certain lacuse, of a certain disease. So Memele here we say that it's a disease long. If it has a black appearance, so it's a raye that it's a disease long. Yeruko ksheo. Yeruko ksheo. In other words, if it's green, so it's kosher. Midrabnos. Adumo ksheo. Midrabnos. Bitanye, because you see, Odem is Ksheo, and Shocher is Treifo, even though Shocher is Odem El Shaloko. But the answer is, Odem itself, the color by itself, does not matter with the behemoth. Why is the behemoth Treifo? Because only if it's symptomatic of a certain disease. So if it's Shocher, true that Shocher is Odem El Shaloko, but it's Loko. So mainly it means that it's a disease long. So it's perforated or destined to become perforated. So it's very for so it's not symptomatic of any disease, but it might be a result of the fact that the dam was not completely nivla in the system. So this is why the Gemara mentions Ramnos, Adum Aksheirom Ramnos, Yeruk Aksheirom Ramnos, Adum Aksheirom Ramnos. Tanya Rav Nos Neim Yapam Achas Olach Likra Kayam Poso Isha Achas Lefonai Shemol Obnori Shem Umeis Shem Umeis Shli Shevi Yos Lefonai Lo Yisif Shui Odein Omarti Lo Biti Amtini Lo Yad Shiv Vaboi Domei Himtini Lo Yomol Lo Yisei Vechoyo Vo Yokeren Yisei Nosan Abav Leal Shmi Vishuv Pam Achas Olach Lindes Kapot Kiye Poso Isha Lefonai Shemol Obnori Shem Umeis Shem Umeis Shli Shevi Lefonai Shui Yorek Yitzatzti Boi Vlo Yobit Ambris Omarti Lo Biti Amtini Lo Yad Shiv Vaboi Domei Himtini Lo Yomol Lo Yisei Vichoyo Voyokirin Yisei Nosan Abav Leal Shmi. So, I mean, at this you see, I mean, many babies, when they are born, they have a little bit of jaundice. Why? Because the circulation of the blood did not set in properly as yet. So Memele Nosan Ababli said that the reason as to why certain children died after the Mele is not because the Mila is a sakana to them, because it was they were not ready to have the Mila, because the Mila was done before the circulation was nivla, was set in them, was set in them. But if you wait until the circulation is set in them, is nivla, then there is no problem. So Mela, the fact that the lung of the behemoth is very red or it's green is due to the fact that the circulation was not nivla as yet, was not set in properly. But once the circulation sets in properly, then this behemoth will be able to live a normal span of life. Now let's see the Rashi. Kuch letzeva kochu shuv mare loza lo yoy vushochem. Kidyu tekire di yovish vushochem. Lepchanina lin dam nida. Elo shalom. Al lakusi viseifi lirokim vilinokim. You see, Rashi, you cannot equate one with the other. You see, Rashi happens to hold that is sirche is treife because of an already existing neki. But, so you would expect him to explain these treifes also on the basis of being symptomatic of an already existing neki, but one has nothing to do with the other. So the treife of sirche is symptomatic, is based upon an already existing neki. But the treife of a certain mare, of an improper mare, is based upon a symptom of ultimately becoming perfect. Do they call him a son? A dumo, she would have a born Bremnosen, Antimiloi, Hodoboy, maybe Philippe Kachnefesh, Hutz, Mavis Kovim, Vigila Rayes, which we call on him. Now, I mean, what Rashi says is certainly true, but it's a little strange too. From Rashi it appears that the only reason is why if a mother had a number of children who died from Mila, so then you cannot be mal the next child unless it is shown that the previous children died not because Mila is detrimental, but because the Mila took place before the dam was nivla. But otherwise, you are not. You cannot be mal. Why can't you be mal? Because of sakone. So what if there is a sakone? So it's on the basis of a chayba emulation. So it's mashma from Rashi. Suppose there hadn't been a loche of a chayba emulation, then a father would have to be mali child even if there is a sakone in maling the child. Now the question arises, why do we have to resort to a chayba emulation? Of course, that is a good term too. But even if there hadn't been a loche of a chayba emulation, he shouldn't be allowed to be mal, because after all, suppose someone can be mekayim a mitzvah only at the expense of doing an aveira. So will anyone pass to him, you can be mekayim a mitzvah? Suppose someone does not have a suki, the first night of sukkis. So he says, all right, I have a very easy way of being mekayim a mitzvah suki and being mekayim the kazayis pass. The first time of sukkah, I'll build the sukkah. I am a carpenter. I can build the sukkah. So he will not get a heter. He will not get a heter to build the sukkah, to do an avera in order to be kind of mitzvah. Only if it's a situation of esedich leisese, when it's been there. So then there is aloha of esedich leisese. So even without the aloha of a chayba and leishiyam zben, if let's say there is a situation where a woman had the number of children who died from the mile. So that means that there is a possibility that it's a result of being mal. The fourth child will die too. So we are not mal the fourth child because of a chayben. And suppose there hadn't been aloha of a chayben, what heta does the father have, or the mayor, to be able to see himself? I mean, for the same way that one does not have a heta to behave here, in order to be mekayim a mitzvah of eating kazayis in the sukkah, so he certainly does not have any heter to behave with Yitzchak in order to be mekayim a mitzvah of Himmel, but without Isurim, without Ratzirah. So why does Rashi have to resort to the halacha of Pikuach Nefesh? Why does Rashi have to resort to the halacha of pikach nefesh? Even without pikach nefesh, too, the din of pikach nefesh is certainly sound. But even without it. So, the answer apparently is, Rashi holds that inasmuch as there is a halacha of chmiras akantem yisurei, so even vis-a-vis himself, a person is not allowed to endanger one's own life in a situation of chshosh rechet. He's not allowed. And the only heter as to why a person is allowed, let's say, to go by plane, is because he's doshe b'rabbi. So shem epsoim hashem. That's the only heter. And Enoch Name, the first one who flew over the Atlantic, I think Colonel Lindbergh, I mean, so he didn't ask any shailas, but had he asked the shaila. So the psak would have been no. So in other words, so even vis-a-vis oneself, so there is a loche that we don't rely on Rov, we don't rely on Chazoke. So we have to be chishish for yichshosh rechit. Hishom alocho ushmen afshach. So we tzorich li zoya. The Rambam says in the Chesritzi HaShmaz Nefesh, the kol doma she'iv is hakonis nefoshes, he tzorich li zoya v'lishme men yof v'yof. Shenem ha-rishom alocho ushmen afshach. Allah has come with Hamo vis-a-vis a sakone of somebody else. So vis-a-vis is Yitzhoch. So he cannot rely on Rov. Let's say, in other words, suppose a doctor will prescribe a certain pill that on the basis of Rov, the patient will not die. 51% of the cases it's effective, it's not fatal. But only 49% of the cases it's fatal. So, is a doctor allowed to rely on Rov and prescribe such a pill? Of course not. Because Chmira Sakamta Misure. So we don't rely on Rov, even vis-a-vis himself. So he's not allowed to take any chances. Allah has come with Hamo in regard to Misirto. Vis-a-vis somebody else, you certainly have to be Chishish for a social chid. So then the question arises, how can anyone be Malachite? There is such a thing of Meisoch of Machmas Mile. There is such a thing as Meisoch of Machmas Mile. So how can anyone be Mali child? And the Chosh, but what we'll say, it's very remote. Maybe one in 20,000 or 50,000 babies dies from the milk. As a matter of fact, you know, those babies who have hemophilia, for them, the mile is fatal. And those cases were that mile resulted in a fatality, in a tragedy, was because, unknown to the doctor and unknown to everybody, so the child was nimble. There was one baby in Chicago about 9 years ago, I mean, he was critically ill, but he finally was saved. But because he had hemophilia, and the doctor didn't know about it. So, in other words, so every time you amile a child, there is a chosh erecheke. Maybe the child has hemophilia. And then it might be fatal. The answer is, but there is a mitzvah of mile. So, in other words, so obviously, even though, generally, there is a lochek, that regardless of konis nefoshes, we have to be chishish for a chosh erecheke even in regard to himself. Allah has come with hamo in regard to somebody else's life. But in regard to Mile, we don't have to be chayshi for Shosh Rechayki. Even though it involves an Indian of Ritzich. Because otherwise, we could not even visualize a kium of Mitzvah Mile. So Mimele, so Rashi says that the only reason as to why, if Meisu Echot Machmas Mile, so we are not Mal, is because of the Aloch of Pekach Nefesh. We ask why we have to resort to the Aloch of Pikach Nefesh, even without the Aloch of Pikach Nefesh. After all, how is he allowed to be Mal Misofik? How is he allowed to be Mal and maybe he'll kill the child Misofik? The answer is, every Mile, there is a Chosh Rechayke. So, in Kol Atere Kule, so Chosh Rechayke is not considered as a Sofik. But in regard to Sakone, so Chosh Rechayke is also considered as a Sofik. As the Rambam says. So we have to say it's a special zirzakozo. That we are not chishish for the chosh rechayki. We are not chishish. So memele, So if there hadn't been a halacha of pikuach nefesh, so then I would say that even if there is a real possibility, a real sofik of sakone, so there is still a chiyuv of milah, in spite of the fact that it involves a certain risk. But why isn't there? So it's because there is a halacha of pikuach nefesh. So then you ask, but in hilchim pikuach nefesh acharov. So, but here we are not so the Gabi Shabbos, so even for Shosha Recheker, Pikach Nefesh, you are Chal Shabbos. But the Gabi Mile, for Shosha Recheker of Pikach Nefesh, we are not there for the Mrs. Mile, because otherwise the Mrs. Mile could never be fulfilled. We'll always say, there is Shosha Recheker, maybe the child has hemophilia, and it cannot be mal. So the answer is, it's only Xerasakosuv. That this chosher cheke of pikuach nefesh is not deicha demisus milay. But if it's more than a chosher cheke, if it's a real sofik, then pikuach nefesh is deicha. But as far as the of being chenshish in regard to the isa of the siotzoch is concerned, so since normally, so we have to be cheshish in regard to the siotzoch even for shosher cheke, and obviously here we don't have to be cheshish for shosher cheke. So if there hadn't been a loch of pikach nefesh, we wouldn't even be cheshish in a case of a real sofik also. We wouldn't be cheshish even in the case of a real sofik, we wouldn't be cheshish. But only because of the aloche of v'chay b'hem v'loish yom. Now, sheiv lo b'domei, sheiv domei niv lo b'psore, sheiv domei hirif b'nir l'boso, v'havi kim sheiv li dam, v'adam hu ha'nefesh. ומתיח שאין בחיוס הוא מייז במקו קל. Alright. Now, Omar Rav Kana, כי כבי נקשר, if the lung is like liver, if the mare is the mare of liver, is kshir. כי ביסר טרייף. But if the mare of the lung is like of boso, of external boso, so then it's trייף. וסימונו, in order to remember it, that's the only way to learn it. If the mare of the lung is like kukosta or kemerike, crocus and uchrimbise, if it has the same mare as the yolk of an egg, so it's treif. Because that's disease, that's the lakus. So it's safe, linok, if it has that mare. So it's not a healthy man. So the Gemara asks the Kashe, Elo Yeruko Dikshir Oichet Amye, because in the Gemara Loshin, Yeruko can have reference either to green or to yellow. All kinds of green and all kinds of yellow. All kinds of yellow. So now you say, the Treyeti Damye, Kigim Biuse, that's yellow, the yolk of an egg. So he's treyfing, Elo Yeruke. So it's kikarse, like leeks. But crocus too is not yellow, it's a greenish color, it's a greenish shape. But there's a difference between the green of leek and the green of crocus. So in other words, if it has the green of leek, so then it's kshero, that's not diseased. But if it has the green of crocus, so then it is diseased. Alright. Kikshuse yeruko. Veloi kasavi. Elo kimare kshuse. Oi kimare meruko. Kako. Oi kimare beitzo. Vicholele mi yoreke. Elo sheze mize. Elo mishune mize. Vichol mare kru gnira yorek. Alright. Omar Rabine. Suppose you find an obstruction in the lung. Mycelon sakine, so we take a knife, we carry it, and we cut it open, the lung. So, is bemukle, so if we find pus inside the lung, so then it's a raye, vade machmas mukleu. That the obstruction resulted from the pus. That's why it was so closed and compact. You know, because it was filled up, stuffed up with pus. So the obstruction is due to that.
Uksheo.
Viloi. Viloi. But if we don't find any pause, Mosfim la gatve reiki. So he put a feather or a spittle on the plate, on the spot of the obstruction. Here it's just the reverse, you see. In other cases, you know, when you make it decay, so we don't cut it open, so there is really no nekev, except a nekev that existed before the shrit. So there, the criterion is, if it bubbles, so it's trayfe. So it's a raya, there was a nekev before the shrit. And if it doesn't bubble, it's kshera. But here it's just the reverse. Because here, so we don't have to be worried about the fact that it bubbles. Because we opened it with a knife, so we made a big nekev with a knife, now lach ha-shchit. So what should worry us is not the bubbling. It's just the reverse than the other bdikis. So here, we biodaim made a big nekev by cutting it open. So we made a big nekev in the lung, inside. So memele, so it should bubble. And the fact that it bubbles is a result of a nekev that was made now when you use the knife on the lung. But if it doesn't bubble, so then the question arises, why doesn't it bubble after all? You use the knife, so, and you put a feather, you put spittle on this part of the obstruction, why doesn't it bubble? Apparently, there is a certain disease in that spot that causes the obstruction. So in spite of the fact that you used the knife, you couldn't make a nekev in that spot with the knife. So here, you see, is the same kind of test, but it's in the reverse way. We see that the same decay is made in the other decays that we had. So then, if it bubbles, it's a raya, it's right. Because over there, we didn't make a nekev after shrite. So if it bubbles, it's a raya that there is a nekev. And that's why it bubbles. That's why it bubbles. So, but if it is, but here we made the nekev by cutting open. So it should bubble, if it's a healthy one. So if it doesn't bubble, so the not bubbling, the non-bubbling, is symptomatic of a disease, lung, of an obstruction. Some mele is treif, viloi treif. Manichem alo aleisi otu, on the obstruction spot, leacha shenikra. Im mivatz pitze, dinaye treike kshero, to ayo bezike. Ayo bezike, so it's a raya that's a kshero. Viloi lakuse yehu treif. Alright. Viyom arabi eisi, by reye davshe, if the reye produces a sound, if we know where the sound comes from, or you see, here is the other way around. There's the usual way. There's the usual test. So if it bubbles, it's treif. So it's a raya. After all, we did not cut it open. So we did not make any new nekev now. So if it bubbles, it's a raya, there is a nekev. When did the nekev occur? We didn't do anything to bring about the nekev, lach ha-shrite. So obviously the nekev took place before shrite. So milis treif. Viloi kshero, viloi adino. That is, if we know, if we can identify the spot where the sound comes from. But if we don't, we already had it. Viloi adino, maisim shechuse de maya pshure. We bring a basin of lukewarm water, umisminu abigavo, and we put along inside lukewarm water. We don't put it in hot water because the kafze, because it shrivels, it will shrivel. We create it in cold water, and very cold water not, the metal sheet will harden. Al-Batkinu Bipshur. We put along lukewarm water. So even though we don't know the spot of the sound, but if when the whole lung is put in lukewarm water, it bubbles, so it's a raya, there's an ekev treife. We like share. So why? So the question is, why is there a sound? Because we had it. Tatoi inkev, the inner membrane was perforated. Iloiloi inkev. So mele, so a wind, air, passed through one, and it couldn't go out through the other. So it causes vibrations, it makes vibrations, hence the sound. והיידה אפשה זיקר בין הבינו. I don't know whether we said it in mind. Om Rav Yisik, Chum Sholom Achmas Maka B'Reya Enikrum. Enikrum. She said for Lissosi, V'chol Tzicha B'Reya Enikrum Ha'ila Machmas Maka. Hilu Kach Hafa Gam Lo Enofik Zike Treiv. Hai Rei Da'av She Parishas Lil. Im Chav Tzeseis Me Anekin. Im Itala She, Voshun Tal She, She Mach She Nihardas. V'chum Adaki She Miska She Mista Mishu Shayar. Izim Loim Kef Eloi. Umim Kef Kibodi. Om Arul Om Rav Yechner Reish, Mishmur Akikit Nkshayro. If long became so decayed, deteriorated so that it pours like water in a jug, it's still chill. Even though it deteriorated so that it becomes so soft and so liquefied that it can pour, it can spill like water in a jug. So it's still chill. As long as the membranes are intact. אל מתסול החיסון בפנים בו ישמי חיסון איסר עליו לא לאורי שנקווה שחוסרו מהי חוסרו אילי מבחוץ אני נקו אליו מבפנים ושמע מחוסון בפנים שמי חיסון זו יציקה שגנסתו לה זה גמור עשס לא אילי מבחוץ ודקם רת אני נקו So why does he have to mention twice? Why does he mention it twice? Lo yitzrich al Rav Shimon. Do ma'at shidu noki lo bisav sepein is. So Rav Shimon shita is that if the lung, if the membrane of the lung was perforated, but if it's not perforated, it doesn't penetrate, it wasn't perforated into the bronchi, so then it's not really. So when does Rav Shimon say that an ordinary neck that is not nikuva to the sympanis, to the bronchi, does not make it ready for that before if it is not coupled with a chisom b'fnim. But if you have a nekef in the membrane around, and in addition it is coupled, and it is coupled with a chisom b'fnim, so even though the nekef does not penetrate into the bronchi, so it's already trave. לא יצריך לרפשים מה שנוכל, בסמפין זה אני הולך לחסום, אבל זה חסום, אף לרפשים ממד. רב חנן יחולש, או לגב רב נוסן חול דה לעדור, so they came to be like חילים. אי זה כמה יראי יש אני שפחות קריטן, that it became so liquefied, that it could be poured, like water in a jug, ועכשיו, because the membranes were intact. אומר רוב והוא דיקאי מסימפין, only if in addition to the membrane being intact, so the bronchi is also intact. But if the bronchi tore up, so then it's not chero. Omalei, Ravache Breit Rovel Ravashem Niriyadino, how can we know whether the bronchi is intact or not? Omalei, Maisinon Tzayidi Kunye, we bring an earthenware vessel, basin, that vishafchinon lo bigavai, and we pour the lung into it. Is bishurai kechivre treif. If we see inside, we see as you empty out the lung, so you see white streaks. So it's treif. That's a raya. What are the white streaks? The white streaks are the bronchi, and the bronchi were decayed, I mean, were destroyed. So that's the white streaks. Vimoi, if you don't notice any white streaks, so that means that the bronchi is intact. So it's kshel. Omar Rav Nachman, Reya Shenemuka Ukum Shalokayom Ksheiro. Now before we had a member of Shmuel, and that not everybody agreed with, or Avule, I'm sorry. We had a member of Avule. That Reyo Shenish couldn't share. And not everybody agreed with it. And even the one who did agree with it, so he placed a certain limitations. Rove, only if time is in pain is, but if Lloyd time is in pain is, and there is, and if it is, and it's chaseiro, so then it's not share. Here, Rav Nachman says that, not Ule. So apparently, it's another thing. It has nothing to do with Ule's thing. אמר רב נחמן ראה שנימוקו, if the ראה was decayed, ותחום שלו קיים is כשאו, and the membrane is intact is כשאו, but isn't it, that's רב נחמן's membrane, so it's not the same membrane as Ules, So the Shittas Rambam is it's Einach. Ulis membrane, Rav Nachman's membrane is Einach. But Rashi doesn't agree with Rambam. And Rashi holds it's two separate halachas. Nimeiko, Rashi says, Nisreik no melel, Miktsoso. Veinu nishpecho kikitu. Arbu miktsoso le nishako. Nishpecho kikitu means... Nishpecho kikitu means that it became completely liquefied. That it can spill like the water in a jug. So that he's stolen the machlekes. And even the one who is machshir, he places a certain limitation. Only if the bronchi are intact. Mashayim came nimuko means not that it became, that it deteriorated so, that it became soft like water in a jug. Soft in a jug. No. That it means he just emptied out, there is a chisor. So mainly cavity is formed. The cavity is formed. Nikay make on his rake the malayo mixosa. Vein in ishko the kitten. Arbi mixosa in ishako. So that's ksheiro according to everybody. And that's not all in the machlekes. Taina moch. Reyo shen imuko uchum shalo kayo. Afilu marzekes revis. If the cholo afilu marzekes revis. Cholo chisorin. Hamar azik revis aluk. Such a big chisorin. Such a substantial diminution. In the reyes, so it's still ksheiro. Nitlo shal fuches shalok ksheir. Suppose the uterus, the womb of the behemoth was taken out, so it's ksheir. It's not ksheir. His liakovit shalok. If the liver of the behemoth became wormy, so zero yomayse v'olu aleo bnei asye. It's a certain country. Gimu rigolim liyavne v'regol shlishi yiterule. Now that expression gimu rigolim. The Yavne, the Rebbe Shlishi, Yitirulem, we find in a number of places, Ishas. But here Rashi doesn't mention all the Pshotim. Here Rashi says, Voslem Vushnei or Golim Lomu Leklum, Uvishlishi Om Dluminyan, Rom Matil Yitiru. But in Yivones, Tafkuf Chobeis, Mamesh, the last piece of the Gemara in, and the last Omed of the Gemara in Yivones, so there the Gemara, Rashi mentions two Pshotim. One Pshat is not negated to Treifus in any way. So, one pshat is Gimur Rigolim V'Yavne means because the Chachomim used to give it Roshim and the Rego in Divin of Yontif. So many used to come to hear the Roshim. So other Chachomim used to come and hear the Roshim of the Chochem with the limited Roshim. The Roshim. So two Rigolim. So they didn't want to decide on it. But the third Rego, so they decided. Let's say, Sukkes, so the Chachomim, so the Chachomim didn't want him to the minyan, and then Pesach, the second rego, what they want, but let's say Shmues, so they decided to take a vote on that question. So it's Vishlishi on the minyan, Rom Matir and Vitaru. That's one pshat. And then Rashi mentions the pshat of the Chuvis Agenim, and that's really the mokeh for the Yortzeit. So the Chuvis Agenim says, that when an Odom Godel is niftar, so on the Yortzeit, on the anniversary of the Odom Godel, so it was customary, Bizman Chazal, that all the Chachomim used to assemble Al-Kivrei. Al-Kivrei doesn't necessarily mean that they went out to the cemetery. It means Al-Kivrei, as a tribute to the Odom Godel, so they all assembled, and then they delivered Divrei Torah, Droshes. So as a tribute to the Godel, that's the Mokia. So that is also called Regel. In other words, because many Jews used to come and hear the Droshe that was the Chvede of the Odom Godel. So it was called also Regel. So Gimu Rigolim, Liavne, Regel Shlishi, Yitirulem. Anyway, so I thought maybe we'd reach up to the Gemara there, but it's already 12:30. Anyway, next time you have to prepare. You should have been prepared up to the Gemara of Itmar Machashim Tzvereh for today, but for next time you should be prepared and open Gemara up to up to the last line that Mem Tes Amud Aleph. Rabbi Shmuel, Shomam Mishmaveis of Mai.